voter suppression, the Republican war on facts, snacks, and democracy. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The January 6th insurrection was one way to try to overthrow democracy, incite a mob to ransack the Capitol, and threaten to kill key leaders who dared renounce Donald Trump's big lie that Joe Biden stole the 2020 election. People were killed and injured, public property was damaged, but Congress still counted the Electoral College votes, delayed by only about 12 hours. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland called the insurrection the most dangerous threat to democracy he has witnessed.
And in the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat we face comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
Now a more sophisticated effort to subvert democracy is underway. Across the country, voter suppression bills are being rushed through Republican-controlled state legislatures. These, coupled with partisan gerrymandering that will follow the 2020 U.S. Census results, could erase a century and a half of struggle and progress for voter rights in this country, potentially allowing permanent control of our government by a white supremacist minority. The Brennan Center for Justice has been tracking these bills and, as of April 1st, had counted an astounding 361 of them in 47 states. Georgia and Arizona have already enacted significant voter suppression laws. Both states were Republican strongholds for decades. In 2020, Joe Biden won them both, as did Democratic Senate candidates Mark Kelly in Arizona and John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in Georgia. Biden's win in those states and the loss of those three Senate seats and thus control of the U.S. Senate was a devastating defeat for the Republican Party. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, reacted on the Fox News channel shortly after the election, saying,
"If Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there'll never be another Republican president elected again."
Republicans have heeded Graham's warning, flooding the country with strikingly similar bills designed to restrict and deter voting with the help of the right-wing group ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council.
As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections quite candidly goes up as the voting populace goes down.
That's the late conservative activist Paul Weyrich in 1980, articulating a long-standing tenet of GOP electoral strategy. This is Mother Jones journalist Ari Berman, the author of Give Us the Ballot, The Modern Struggle for Voting Rights in America, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
The issue is not Democrats versus Republicans. The issue is Republicans versus democracy. They're making it harder for everybody to vote.
The bills target traditionally Democratic voters, primarily in communities of color and urban centers, through a range of tactics, from purging voter rolls and felon disenfranchisement to strict requirements for photo identification, imposing voter registration barriers, making drastic cuts to early absentee and mail-in voting, and reducing or eliminating curbside voting, ballot drop box locations, and the number and capacity of polling places. There's also a concerted effort to bring back the Jim Crow era tactic of aggressive voter intimidation by partisan so-called poll watchers. In Arizona, Republican Governor Doug Ducey just signed a bill that could purge over 100,000 voters from the early mail-in voting list. In Georgia, even more voters were purged prior to the 2018 election, purged by the Republican candidate for governor, Brian Kemp, who was then Secretary of State, overseeing the very election he would later narrowly win. Senator Raphael Warnock, in his first floor speech as a U.S. senator, said,
"I hail from a state that purged 200,000 voters from the roll one Saturday night in the middle of the night. We know what's happening here. Some people don't want some people to vote."
Georgia's new draconian so-called election integrity law delivered a slew of voter suppression methods, even criminalizing giving food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Florida enacted its voter suppression law, including the ban on providing voters with snacks and water. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis angered Florida news broadcasters by giving an exclusive live interview to Fox and Friends, reportedly Trump's favorite program, as he signed the bill into law. News of democracy's death may be greatly exaggerated, however, as grassroots activism to protect the right to vote gathers momentum. Public Citizen, Common Cause, Black Voters Matter, Indivisible, and other groups are pushing Congress to pass historic pro-democracy legislation this year. H.R. 1-S1, the For the People Act, would restore and expand the protections of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, gutted by the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision in 2013. It would immediately render most of these voter suppression bills illegal. Massive public pressure will be needed to get the For the People Act through the Senate. As the late voting rights icon, Congressmember John Lewis wrote in his final essay published last summer on the day of his funeral, quote, "Democracy is not a state. It's an act, and each generation must do its part by getting in what I call good trouble, necessary trouble," John Lewis wrote. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.